Lynn English boys basketball coach Mike Carr is with us. And Mike, what's the outlook for English basketball for this year?
It's definitely a different team than we've had the last few years. We put all our eggs kind of in one basket last year. We had four seniors that we had kind of grown with, and they grew with us. We had a great season last year. We ended 17-3, got snake bit in the tournament. But in doing that and with losing those seniors this year, we're not exactly young, but it's a lot of unproven kids. Kids without varsity experience, and there's a lot to be said for varsity experience. So it's really a huge question mark. We're certainly not going to be quite as strong as we've been, but there's an awful lot of talent and athleticism that Lynn English and all the Lynn schools have as a rule. I think as the season goes on, we'll gel. I am a little fearful at the beginning of the season there'll be some bumps in the road for us. Probably the biggest concern for us is the loss of our point guard, Eric Rosario. He did everything for us, but he ran the point for 4 years. So, there were kids that sat behind him, but no one that really saw an awful lot of action at the one. So, there's two seniors that, sat behind him that we're hoping maybe can step in and will be comfortable. But it's an awful lot to ask to step in and be a point guard. You get the ball in your hands. You control an awful lot of our tempo. It's a wait and see as far as that goes. We also return Anthony Silva, who was a 1,000-point scorer as a junior. I can't be crying too much that I have a returning 1,000-point scorer. But it's also going to be a situation where he's going to garner an awful lot of attention. And, it remains to be seen how he handles that. Everyone's always known what a player he is. But now this is the type of team that potentially we may see some box and one and different gimmick defenses that, kids get frustrated. So we've talked to him a lot about it. And, we're hoping other kids will step up that they can't really be in a box too long. But, again, it all remains to be seen. There's a sophomore, Abraham Diaz, who's a 6'6 swingman, kind of more of a face-the-basket type player despite his size. Just a long, lanky kid that can shoot a little bit. We're hoping he'll gain some toughness. Last year he was on the varsity. He didn't play an awful lot, but then in the tournament game against Everett, stepped in and was outstanding. That's the game we lost, and they just played a perfect game. I didn't think we played poorly, but I thought Abraham stepped in and played outstanding, and we're hoping that that'll carry into this year. He had a great AAU, off season. Not that that always transpires into what happens on the varsity basketball circuit, but. We're not young, but there's very few kids that have played an awful lot of varsity because we had 4 years with Stevie Collins and Johnny Hilaire and Eric Rosario. Those kids were the nucleus, and they barely left the floor, So it's a wait and see for us. You're always excited at the beginning of the year. We are, like I said, a little nervous at the beginning that the butterflies are going to get to us early, and we play an awful lot of games early in the season. We play 5 games before Christmas, so we're next Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. So it's a lot of basketball, and it's not a lot of time to correct mistakes.
So you'll have everything all set within a week, Coach. you're so fortunate that it's all going to be all set within 10 days.
If you say so. I think we're not going to have the time to correct some of the problems that may arise. That can be an issue for us. So they're just going to have to learn on the fly and hopefully, come out and play well. If Anthony can carry us, then the sky's the limit. But someone has to step up at that point guard role for me. And a lot of these unproven kids have to, just kind of let it rip and not worry that it's varsity basketball now and just go out and play. Have fun.
Have you heard from any of those players what they're up to now?
Actually, three of them are at Pine Manor in Boston. They're all playing together. Eric Rosario, Johnny Hilaire, and Stevie. Those are the only three that ended up going on and playing after high school. There were some academic issues and what have you, but they're actually having quite a bit of success. Eric is the starting point guard for him, and averaging 9 or 10 points and 5 or 6 assists. He's had a great start. And the other kids are just starting to find their role there. And that's a young program. They just started basketball 2 years ago, a Division III school. So, you know, they were great kids, and, you know, I love coaching them. And it's tough to say goodbye to them. But it's, you know, it's a new era. And now hopefully some of these other kids will be able to step up. Another kid is Brett Holy. He's a returning senior that played, you know, sparingly, but he did get some minutes last year. He actually broke his nose a couple of days ago, so he won't be playing tonight. But, you know, we hope for some scoring punch from him. Again, we're a team that's going to press and run the same type style, but we're not quite as quick and you know, adept at its turnovers the way we were with this other crew. So we'll see.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. Best of luck, and we'll see you maybe next Friday.
Okay. Very nice seeing you. Thank you.
Mike Carr, head coach at Lynn English High Boys Basketball on MSONewsSports.com.